Welcome to Adulting 101, a weekly workshop-style podcast bringing you motivation, guidance, and step-by-step instructions on how to navigate the world of adulthood. You're listening to episode 64, How to Practice Self-Love 2.0. Look, I get it. A real-life millennial myself, I know how hard it can be to navigate the decisions of adulthood with no clear sense of what the results may be. I'm Danielle, your host, a mindset coach, yoga instructor, and small business owner here to share my struggles along this journey, providing you with the tools and confidence you need to start living your best life. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode. Welcome back. I am bringing you a revamp of an episode, or I guess we could call it a sequel, to episode 29, which was recorded back in October of last year. Because I've had a number of requests from listeners asking for an episode about self-love, and B, because self-love is a never-ending practice, so it's actually very imperative that you incorporate techniques into your daily routine, and sometimes we just need a little reminder on how to do that. So if you have 10 minutes to spare, I recommend you go back to episode 29 and give that a listen, as I dive into the importance of setting boundaries, making decisions based on what we actually need, learning to let go of the past, and learning how to live with intention. So obviously this episode is going to be a little bit different, but like I said before, self-love is an ongoing practice, not a final destination. So that's why I figured it was so important to bring this back up and give you some additional tips and techniques on how to practice self-love. So this week I'm coming at you with just three simple tips that you can incorporate into your day-to-day routine to love yourself a little bit more, quite frankly. The first step I have is to stop the comparison game. Think about your daily practice when you're scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, any sort of social media. Which of the updates as of late that you've scrolled past have made you feel envious or sad or as though your life was less than whoever it was you were looking at? Studies show that the amount of time spent on social media actually increases the likelihood of depression and envy. Why? Because these activities can provoke unwanted negative emotions. Don't get me wrong, I love social media as much as the next gal. In fact, my whole business is dependent on social media. However, controlled and curated consumption is 100% necessary for my well-being, as it should be for yours too. Start by becoming aware of your triggers. Is it a certain person that you're following or a certain activity that you're seeing that starts to make you feel not so content with your life? By figuring out what or who you frequently envy or compare yourself to, you can begin to resolve to consume less of that content. To stop mindlessly scrolling is the idea here. Social media is a highlight reel. Remember that you're only consuming limited content and you're not actually getting the full picture of that person's life. It's never, ever, ever, ever the whole story. I recommend that you find more motivational and uplifting content to fill your feed. Obviously, still follow your friends, your family, but by adding in that motivational and uplifting content, you're bound to feel a lot better about your situation. There are thousands of profiles out there with wonderful people who you probably don't even know. All you have to do is scroll through, like the Instagram Explore page is a good place, or search certain hashtags that are of interest to you and that are going to really light you up. Use this opportunity as an exercise to compare yourself as a means of motivation. Like, one day I will get to be at her level, and use that motivational and uplifting content to really boost your desire to improve your life. Because at the end of the day, it all starts with you. The next step I have is to practice gratitude. It gets all too easy to get caught in a trap of negativity. And I believe this tip was actually in last week's episode as well. It's something that's so important in so many different aspects of your life. By simply noting a few things each day that you already have and can be grateful for, you're actually setting yourself up to have a more peaceful and positive approach to the day. So, by expressing your gratitude, you're going to learn to love yourself more because you're going to realize how great your life really is. The more you feel connected and appreciative of your outside surroundings, the more likely that is to pour over into your own cup. Think of it this way. If I'm not already great, then how on earth did I deserve all these wonderful, great, beautiful, amazing circumstances? Remember that you're enough and that you deserve greatness. Remember, especially in those times where you're not feeling so great about yourself, to express the gratitude for your situation and carry it with you wherever you go. Lastly, I encourage you to give yourself grace. We all too often tend to get overwhelmed. We work up situations in our minds to be colossally worse than they actually are, and we feel like a failure. You know that feeling I'm talking about when you have so much to do and there's not enough hours in the day to do it all, and you feel as though you're letting everyone down around you. You think that, I'm just never going to be enough. I'm never going to be able to do this. The next time you find yourself in the spiral, I want you to stop for a second. Grasp the gift of grace within your heart and remember that you're only human. no better or no worse than anyone else. Allow yourself to bask in the simple opportunity that you get to exist and you get to appreciate the opportunity for having a life. If you cannot love yourself for how far you've made it now, how can you expect others to do the same? You're human, you're a miracle, and you are worth self-love. Like I've said so many times, self-love is a journey. Some days are going to be better than others, and that's just the reality of it. It's okay. Recognize that life is an opportunity in itself that you have been granted, and strive to show up as your best self day in and day out. Despite the hardest challenges and tribulations you may face, no one is perfect, and mistakes are okay. This is your journey. Be grateful and extend yourself to the ease to not be okay sometimes. At the end of the day, you deserve to love yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. If you enjoyed this episode, please hop on iTunes, leave me a rating or review, or share this link with a friend that you think could benefit from my content. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram, that's at Lifestyle by Design Studio. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/lifestylebydesignstudio, or you can connect to my personal channels on Twitter and Snapchat, that's at Danielle Ryan, Danielle 2 A's. I look forward to chatting with all of you, and I'll talk to you again next week. Take care.